Welcome inside the Crazy Ant Farm. How are you guys?
Great, thank you.
Oh, man, we are so excited to talk to you guys. Huge fans of 911 Lone Star, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Peter Pan and Wendy. I mean, you guys are killing it right now. All kinds of huge stuff that you guys are on, and we can't wait to talk to you about that. We're going to jump in for sure and talk about all that. But also excited to talk to you because you're twins, and I am a twin, and I have a lot of things about twins that I want to talk about because I've got some stuff. I know me and my sister, we can get at it sometimes, so I'm going to ask you some questions about being twins too. That's going to be really fun. But we want to start off with just kind of like, how did you guys get into the industry? Did you guys know early on you wanted to be actors, or did you kind of fall into it? What, and who wanted to do it first?
That's the real question.
Well, we kind of fell into it. But we really didn't know because we started like acting at like 18 months. We were 18 months, so we didn't really have a sense of if we wanted to know that we acted.
Our grandmother like did like commercials and stuff, and she modeled a little bit, so she put us in acting at a young age, and we got the role on
Twins
Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. Twins are in high demand in the industry because you can play one person or you can play two persons, and then the time for being on set, it's just a lot easier to have twins in it. But luckily, we have ended up pretty much all in only twin roles.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys prefer that? Do you guys prefer to be playing twins in something? Or is there any kind of like, hey, you want to do your own thing one time without the twin? Or are you guys, how's that go?
Probably right now for this age, it just probably is easier, and I do really love, I really love working with my twin.
Yeah, I think it, for me, or for us even, it's just, I think we like working together on set more as two people, two different people, because we can represent different characters on set, and
for
we
sure.
can, we have our own lines, we don't have to share lines, and even like doing one, being one person, you have to like, it's sometimes like we argue about like who gets to do the best scene.
That's fun though. That's fun. It gives you that sense of, you know, not being alone, because sometimes we talk to actors sometimes, and when they go on set, they feel like, you know, specifically if they're playing like a bad guy, everybody on set will kind of like alienate them, like push them off to the side, not try to make that dynamic. So that can show on screen. So that's good that you have, you know, a partner in crime, basically, when you are able to, you know, create magic, basically, especially with Disney, because we know Disney is where all the magic is.
That's right.
Course.
So like Logan said, that's pretty helpful being there together, because you guys all the big projects that you've been on, and they were on kind of like going into a set that's established, right? Like something like a 911 where it's already kind of established before you guys join, right? And they've got the family, they've got the dynamic. So coming in as the newbies, right? It certainly would have helped to have somebody with you instead of coming in there by yourself on a set like that, right?
Definitely. Yeah. But also, when we came into Lone Star, we came in at the
on the second season,
and they were making new characters in general. So Gina Torres, who plays our mother, she was coming in as a newbie on the show, because they just brought in a completely different family. So we were part of that family.
Yes.
That's awesome. And I mean, we love Gina because we are huge fans of Suits. So what was that dynamic like? Was she really nice? Was she really opening to bringing you guys on and plus being newbies herself?
Yeah, it was really, she was so nice. It was so exciting to come on the set with Gina and everything like that. But it was almost like she's like the best TV mom ever. And we also actually do look alike. So sometimes I think that would help as well.
Yeah, it does help. And also on set, it's just like looking at her acting, like she's been acting forever. So looking at her act is like, wow, I get to witness this and I can put that into my own acting.
Well, and you guys, the dynamic between the three of y'all is outstanding. I mean, the chemistry is there and it's totally believable as a mom and her daughters. That storyline, you know, you're coming in that season, right? And they're introducing you guys. And like right off the bat, the storyline is dad's dying. And you guys are kind of deal. It's like, Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be traumatic really quick, really fast kind of a thing. What an intense storyline. How do you guys prepare for something like that? Did you guys know ahead of time that that was going to be the deal, that dad was going to die and this was going to be the dynamic that you had to deal with mom? Or did they kind of tell you about that after?
Well, no, actually, we after we came back from filming Peter Pan and Wendy is when they – around that time was when – They killed off our father.
Yeah.
But they killed off the father in late season two, and we weren't there for most of season two, actually, because we filmed, like, the first two or three episodes, and then we booked Peter Pan and Wendy. So ahead of time, when we started, we had no idea what was going to happen. We were just coming there, acting, but we had no idea what was to come for the rest of the show.
What did you think about that storyline? What did you think about dad dying?
It was really intense. It's like before when we were on the show, the first time we were on the show, it was like, oh, happy and like upbeat. And
yeah, but how are you supposed to feel after your dad?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially like you guys said.
I was actually a little surprised.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was surprised that they were.
Yeah,
but I mean, it worked for the storyline because now it's a lot more. I think it's more interesting now.
There you go. And I mean, yeah, it is very different and interesting because, like you said, you film the first couple episodes and then you go away and then you come back and you're like, oh yeah, by the way, your dad's dead. So
yeah, that's exactly what happened.
and mom now has uncle with her and like that whole thing. You guys must have just been. But I love that you guys were bumped up to regulars, to series regulars, because I think there's a whole lot of storyline there to play out with y'all and Gina. I think that there's a lot that they can do with the three of y'all, and now the new dynamic with the preacher coming in and having that storyline. I think there's so much, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how that story plays out, because you guys are I mean, you're now at that age too where you're starting to grow up and things are good, you know, so you're at it's that great age to where you can play a lot on camera and with the storyline. Exactly. Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys are amazing. And I just want to say, before you came on, we were like stalking your Instagram a little bit just to see what you guys were like. I saw that you guys went to an art gallery. That looked really fun. I mean, it looked like there was a whole lot of...
We're obsessed with art.
I was about to say, I really like that painting behind you. And I mean, how many do you feel like...
Yeah, we go to art galleries like every weekend.
That's exciting. That's really exciting. Are you guys artists? Do you guys paint or do anything like that?
Yeah, we paint ourselves. Not as good as that would be, but... We do paint. We like painting. We like drawing.
Oh, that's awesome. That's me too. I drew Grogu here.
He drew this.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, I draw all kinds of things too. I'm an artist too. So that's awesome. That's amazing. So what else do you guys, we're going to jump into Peter Pan and Wendy too. Don't worry. What do you guys like to do when you're not on set? Like, do you guys have hobbies or like, what do y'all like to do away from set?
Yeah, a lot of hobbies. Maybe too many for, okay. What do? We play tennis.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've been playing tennis for about 6 years,
but really
started getting serious with it like three and a half years ago.
Yeah.
So we play tennis. We play the violin. we have a lesson every week. And I'm working on a piece called Bo-Ray right now. She's working on a piece called The Two Grenadiers.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, so that's violin. That's tennis. We obviously like to paint, draw. We like to paddleboard.
Wow.
Lot too. We love traveling. We're obsessed with traveling.
Are you sure we're not related? No. my daughter plays the violin. I draw. We love art. We play tennis. Are you sure? Well, it's amazing. You guys are awesome. Like, so do you guys play as doubles, or do you play against each other competitively, or what?
In tournaments, we have a
team basically that we practice and that we do tournaments with, but in tournaments they don't really like to put like siblings, even twins, against each other.
Yeah.
So we never play each other.
We play doubles with each other. We play doubles We're a doubles team.
But when we play singles, we don't play against each other.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. I see. Well, y'all are really busy. I mean, how do you have time for all of this stuff or even sleep?
There's
how do you
more.
Sleep? Oh, my goodness.
But we homeschool, so that okay. helps. That's where we're actually going back to school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask about that, too. When you're on set, like, do you have a designated break time where you do go and do school
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, so...
We're obligated to have a designated break time.
You have to do 3 hours of school on set.
Oh, okay.
Every day. But that also helps in homeschooling because if you go to regular school, you're usually at school 6 or 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 8 hours, actually.
Really doing school for about like five hours,
maybe probably even 3 hours. So it really helps.
For homeschool, we actually like only really do school from like 9 a.m. to 12.
Nice.
Because we get all of our work done before.
Yeah,
because
you're so conditioned to that on set to having to do it in that time frame. So
yeah,
that for sure
helps. It's so convenient for set and so fun.
You get to work at your own pace.
Yeah.
So I've got to ask, are you competitive? Who's smarter?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? Who gets better
we're
grades?
We're friends in our family, though.
Yeah, we're competitive with each other a lot.
And with other people.
Yeah. But it's on a different level.
Yeah, me too. Me and my sister were very competitive. I was a little smarter. I'm just gonna say I did a little bit better, but you know I would help her out. It's all good. But like, so that's funny though. I love it. You know, it's fun being a little competitive, right? Because you got to have your own identity as well, right? So, is there something that you guys like that the other one doesn't? What's something each one of you give us something that one likes that the other one doesn't?
I mean. I'm sure I like things that she doesn't like. Well, I know. But, like, what's something that you don't like that?
I don't like pink.
You
like
pink. Oh, yeah. I'm more of a purple kind of person.
Mm-hmm. Purple's
all right.
Yeah.
We're definitely not the same people at all.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like chocolate. She likes vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Fun, though. That's so fun.
Yeah, but every once in a while, we'll switch personalities or switch things that we like.
Yeah.
So
this year, purple and pink will never change.
Yeah. But this year, she'll like chocolate and I'll like vanilla, and then it'll switch next year.
That's so, awesome. So that's very interesting.
We generally like the same things, but... We're definitely not the same people. We're very different. We have very different personalities.
Yeah? So is there one more outgoing than the other? One more shy?
That also switches to, we're both very outgoing. Like, but for example, like, if we were to, like, meet somebody that we've never met before, mm-hmm. I would be more observant first.
Yeah.
And Kelsey, we work together as a team. So, like, I talk, and then, and Skylar, like, observes, and she'll check the personality.
Like, oh. To see how they are, get the vibes first. I understand because that's kind of how we are too. We also have our own film and television production company. So he's normally the start guy. He likes to talk. So he jumps right in. I'm more observant. I listen a little bit and then I'm like, okay, let's see what I can talk about as well. And yeah.
I don't know how, but I can like kind of see that.
Yeah.
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 Well, my nickname is the mouth.
Yes,
I talk a lot. So, you know.
It does not close. It's fine.
Yeah, neither does mine.
Hey, well, there you go. See, there's always one, right? You gotta have a talker.
Well,
you gotta have a
and
talker.
And we don't know if you've noticed either, but our dog, Peanut. Come here, buddy. Come here.
He makes an appearance.
He makes an appearance. He likes.
Hi, Peanut.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Say hi, guys.
Yes, he's a good boy.
So let's talk about, okay, so you've done television. You jump over onto the film side with Peter Pan and Wendy. Do you guys have a preference of, do you prefer television or film, or do you like being able to do both because they're so different in tone and timing and stuff, right? Television is a bit more fast paced because they're on deadlines and you have to hit kind of a, like scheduling and stuff, get a little bit more time on film. Do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference. They're two completely different things
really.
Because like, even when we were filming Peter Pan, like, we pretty much went in there. We either went into set every day or we had like 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But we had 3 weeks off, then 3 weeks straight,
mm-hmm.
or like 6 weeks straight. But it's just really completely different. I really love both. But there's like some things, like even on Lone Star right now,
you don't even really know when you're going to go in. Like, on Monday, you'll find out that you're going to go in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Or even later.
And, like, the schedule changes so quickly on TV that you have to be prepared for everything. And I also kind of like that during every episode, you get to, like, play a different character. Well, you're the same character, but you have to
act in a different scene. Exactly. You have to do something that's totally different.
The storyline's the same in the whole movie. So.
Right. So, production-wise, Disney. I mean, the sets and the production on Peter Pan and Wendy was just insane. I just recently watched it myself, and I mean, it's elaborate, and you can tell that a lot of time and a lot of money went into it and everything. Talk about working for Disney and what that's like, and Jude Law. I mean, that cast was phenomenal, and obviously Jude Law. Did you guys have fun with that?
Yes, we definitely did.
Being cast in a Disney film is just being asked to audition for a Disney film.
Right. Yeah.
Excellent. Amazing.
Yeah, we're very
And being cast in a Disney film is beyond what anybody could ever imagine. It's like Disney is so iconic and just amazing that
and also to be in Peter Pan. Peter Pan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you get Disney, you get Peter Pan and Wendy. So that's just double trouble.
Well, it's a timeless story, right? Like who doesn't want to be a kid forever, right? And then
I definitely am one of those people. I don't want to really grow up.
And the cast of Peter Pan and Wendy was so, they embraced their characters so well. Mm. It was,
and they were their characters, actually. Yeah.
It was cast so well, and also the sets and the locations that we filmed on. It was amazing. They actually built the actual ships, so it wasn't pretty much none of it really was CGI. Like, all the Neverland shots were filmed in Newfoundland, Canada, in, like, a small remote island that, like, oh, gosh. It was so remote. Like, it had a time difference. It was 4.5-hour time difference.
Wow.
Vancouver, where we filmed most of it, and but it was such a great experience because it was all real and it was literally Neverland. And also working with Jude Law was amazing. He's like this guy can really act. He's definitely a method actor.
I love that, though. And I mean, it's so interesting because, like, compared to, you know, 9-1-1 and now this, like, you get to work with other kids. So what was that like? Did you feel more comfortable since you were working with other kids?
Yeah, that was our first time ever working with kids on set.
Like,
not just like one kid, but we worked with, there were like 10 of us.
Yes.
Or 13 of us, actually. But it was just so fun because we all had a big trailer that was turned into a giant classroom.
Oh, nice.
And we had rooms in the classroom and we each did our work, and it was so fun because it was almost like a extended camp.
I love that, though. I love that. And I bet you guys were able to make some good memories. And, like, did anything funny or embarrassing happen that you want to share, or you want to try
Sure. Okay, so
her face.
And there it is. The one is like, I'll share it. Yeah, something embarrassing. The other one was like,
you're like, don't share it. Don't do it.
Okay, so when we were in Canada, it didn't happen on set, but a knife fell on my foot.
Oh my goodness.
Like a real knife, not a prop knife? Like a real knife?
No, it was a butcher knife. It was a butcher knife. Oh. It was a big knife. So we went to the hospital and everything, but after that happened, everybody had like a freak accident.
Oh my goodness. So it was like a domino effect. Everybody else was
all of the Lost Boys pretty much on set. Off the set. But yeah, there was like started a trend, and it was like the best one.
You're a trendsetter. You're a trendsetter.
Oh my gosh!
Really fun things that happened on set.
Yeah, it was just we went to the pool every day.
Nice.
We walked around in Vancouver. Went to the parks. We just like
and it was just so fun.
Very. Yeah, nice. We filmed in the best places ever to film, and we were able to do so many different things, and it was just like, we didn't really go a day without seeing our castmates, and it was so fun because we lived in the same apartment building.
Oh, nice.
So we were able to, like, we were like, even when we were on off days, you would think that we would want a little time away. We actually went downstairs to their apartment. We were really quick to go to the pool together. It was so fun.
Oh, that's amazing, you know, because you really do kind of bond and become a family when you're shooting these things, especially films, because, you know, it's long-term and it's every day. And, you know, you can really make some really good lifelong friends that way, and I think that's amazing. Another thing I noticed that you said, you know, you talked about Gina and then you talked about Jude and everything. You guys are obviously very aware and very observant, learning, right? Like, what an opportunity to be on that show and in that film with these stature of actors and to be able to learn from them, you know, to sit back on set and be able to learn from them. And you guys both brought that up, so you can tell that you guys are aware and doing that type of stuff. Is there any aspirations maybe in the future to go behind the camera? Do you see yourselves?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That is definitely something we want to talk about. The way we want to go that long term, it would definitely be behind the camera, because we also did two independent films.
Okay.
One is called Deadly Ride, and that is, it is sort of out, and then one is called Voodoo Macbeth.
Mm.
And they were it was the USD Film School who did it, but that experience was really great because we also got to, that was the when we really got to see what actually happens behind the scenes, and now we see more of it because we're like, oh, they have to actually do that so we can actually be on this camp, on this screen. So much goes into it before, like, even the production. Yeah. So we definitely want to, before the actors get on set, there's so much that goes into it. So we definitely wanted to get into the production space, and we want to create our own production company, and we definitely want to do that, and we want to produce all different movies, and we definitely want to be in behind the scenes and even in front of the camera still.
Yeah, no reason why you can't produce a film and star in it, right? And direct it. And, yeah.
I already have so many ideas.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that is, I love that. I love that you're at the age that you're at, you're already thinking like that. I think that's amazing because, you know, in front of the camera stuff, there's only a certain period of time that's there, right? And if you don't make the transition behind the camera, you know, and continue it. So to be that smart, that quick at this age is amazing. And you're right. It's so cool that you guys worked on indie films because, you know, like Logan mentioned earlier, we have a production company and we shot our first film just recently and had its premiere. And indie films.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But you wear a lot of hats when you're on an indie film, right? It's not like a Disney project where you got 500 people. Sometimes one person is wearing 10 different hats trying to get that stuff done on an indie set.
Yeah.
So it's cool that you guys got that experience and were able to see all the kind of stuff that goes into it. That's amazing. What are you guys going to call your production company? You already have a name for it?
Yes, we do. Uh-huh. So my middle name is Lorraine and her middle name is Eva. So we want to combine it and call it Eva Lore Productions.
Oh, there's a nice ring to that.
Seriously, that's awesome.
Well, and with you guys being artists, are you guys creating designs for like logos and stuff?
Actually, we haven't done that. Yeah, before. I started like drawing at what it looked like. I sort of like, I didn't like complete it really, but actually you've just reminded me I do want to continue to start doing that.
That's awesome.
Well, fantastic. And I'm very curious too, because we mentioned earlier that he is a twin as well. And he talks about like when his sister is sick, he can kind of feel the same effects and like feel.
Yes.
Does that happen? That happens with you guys
like,
too?
Skylar won't even say she's sick and I'll feel it. Are you okay?
Oh my goodness.
It's so crazy, right? And do you find that like if you guys are not together, it's even worse, right? Like if somebody has a headache and you're like in a different, say somebody's gone on a trip or something and you're not together. Like when my sister was living in Germany and I was still in the States, I could feel it so much more intense. She went hiking and hurt her ankle. And my ankle was throbbing, and I called her, and I'm
exactly.
like,
exactly for identical twins, it's like even stronger. I bet it's just so much. We like, just feel each other's pain, and we feel each other's joy as well.
But
like, either like before she even knows, I'll tell her something's wrong.
But that, you know, that connection, though, to have that lifelong connection and know that you've always got somebody there, right? No matter what you're going through, something really joyous and great or something just very traumatic and sad, you've always got somebody there. And I think that's the greatest thing about being a twin is that you know you've got it, right? So I got to ask, you guys are so like, you light up and then you, do you have a genre that you guys enjoy more than another? Do you like to do comedy or drama or what do you see yourself doing?
I personally also would love to be in it. I like to watch and I would love to be in a historical mystery movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, like I love that.
That is something we definitely share. I definitely want to be in a mystery movie, like a detective movie or something like that. Like movies like we love are like the Da Vinci Code series.
Okay.
And like National Treasure. So like that type of area. That would be like an amazing movie for us to be in or even produce.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody doesn't offer it, you do it yourselves. That's how you do it. That's how this industry works.
I love that. That's so exciting. What would you say would be y'all's favorite movie?
Together or separately?
Together or separate. It doesn't matter. Whichever.
Okay, go ahead. It's probably going to be the same guy. obviously... So historical, it's going to be historical mystery.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to have to go with Angels and Demons.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Angels and Demons is definitely one of them. I think I'll stick to. I'll stick to the first one. I'm going to go with Da Vinci Code.
Okay.
But Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, and Inferno are both. Are all
like
the
best. I have a list of like my top like
yeah I think I like Da Vinci Code, then Angels and Demons, then Inferno in that order of how the movies came out, and then that's my number one series. Mm-hmm. And then my number two series would be the National Treasure series, and they actually are coming out with the show with that.
Yeah, that's right,
that's so exciting.
Well, you know, Ron Howard, he's pretty tight with Disney, and and you guys are like fond of Disney. I just feel like maybe there's a collaboration there that needs to happen, you know. Just
yeah, are you listening?
we'll try to make that happen. We'll put that out there into the world, and we'll see what happens. Like, you know,
I love it. And if there was one actor or actress that you would want to work with, who would that be?
I don't know. Okay.
Y'all are obviously fond of Tom Hanks, so I mean, I could see that. I could see y'all working with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yes. Of course. Nicholas Cage? I have a lot. This is sort of similar to right now, but like Angela Bassett.
But
she's on 9-1-1, so there's a connection.
Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult now that they're separating networks, but right? Like, come on. But that crossover could still happen. That would be really cool. That would
still
be really...
It still can happen. ABC and Fox are still under Disney.
That's right. There you go. See, you
y'all
know.
Are so
that's
smart.
They
love
are
that.
Really smart. I love
connection
that.
Connection with Disney. We have like...
Yeah, we've been in that area the whole time because Brooklyn Nine-Nine...
Yep.
And then 9-1-1 Lone Star is under Fox, and then so we've been under in that area.
Well, so I have to ask because you know there are interesting twins in this realm. So, do you guys see yourselves ever doing a superhero film?
I can see it. Yeah, I feel like twins automatically already have superpowers.
Agreed.
That should be a breeze for us if we ever do that.
I could totally see you guys.
Maybe magical powers. Like there was a book I read called Twinchantment. It was actually a Disney book, but it was called Twinchantment, and they lived in a magical kingdom and they had magical powers and twins weren't allowed, but then they found out. But it was really, really cool. I love that book. And I think that would be definitely something that we would love to do.
Well, it sounds like something your production company should option and then just go for it. You guys are amazing. I mean, like, seriously, you guys are like, we would totally work with you guys. You're amazing. Thank you.
I also thought of somebody, some,
somebody else that I would like to work with.
Oh, okay.
But we did not say this, Skylar. T and Tamara Mowry.
Oh my goodness, right? Like, that would be amazing.
I can't believe I just forgot about that. Okay, so yes, T and Tamara Mowry all the way, definitely.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
If we were to work with them, it would probably, like, be a more behind-the-scenes role. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd play more of a behind-the-scenes role. I don't know.
I do want to produce both and act in the same mm-hmm. thing one day. I feel like I like wearing two hats. I want to see how that goes.
Yeah.
So do you see yourself directing as well? Do you guys want to direct as well or just produce?
Yeah. Pretty much like all of that area in the behind the scenes, like the production and the directing is definitely the main thing. Writing as well. We definitely had some things in mind.
We're writing a TV series right now. So yeah, we totally get that. I would totally cast you. You guys are amazing. We would totally put you in our series. I love that though. And you know, because of the experience that you guys are getting and being able to come up the way that you're coming up and paying attention to the behind the scenes stuff, you guys are going to be great producers and directors because you understand that in front of the camera. So you have that knowledge when you're working with actors, you've been there, done that. So you understand. And I always feel like that makes for a better director and a better producer when they've been on the other side and they have that compassion for the actors because they know what it is, right?
Yeah. You want to be the type of director that is not just catering to the directors and producers, but it's also catering to the actors as in the way that they can flourish on screen, because the director would then understand what the actor has to go through to get to that point on screen.
Ooh. Right. Exactly. And I also have to say, y'all are very fashionable. You have great sense of fashion. Do you have a stylist? Like, what's going on? I feel like, you know.
Our mom is really fashionable, so she usually helps pick out. Yeah, we definitely get our style from our mother. Although our family.
Father is very stylish.
Yeah. Well, mad props to mom, because you guys are killing it. It looks amazing. Yeah, you guys are doing it. Okay. I have to know. You, off the top of your head, just let's see the skills here. Fire at us. What do you want to know? One question. You get to ask us one question. What do you want to know?
Okay. Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've ever done, or the craziest thing someone's ever asked you on an interview?
Ooh, that's very interesting.
Wait a minute, it wasn't supposed to be that hard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You go first, Logan.
Well, I think one time I don't do this. One time I was a teenager and we were like, you know, we want to go play soccer it was like 11 o'clock at night. So we went to my high school soccer field. We jumped the fence and started playing soccer. But then the police came because, you know, we're on private property. And then our parents got called and we had to go home. So that was probably the craziest thing. Yeah, it was quite scary because there was like five police cars that pulled up all at once. And
list of crazy things.
And we were definitely terrified. But yeah, that's probably it for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, so I've done way too many crazy things to divulge at this point. So we're just but I will say, together, the craziest thing we've ever done, when we had our first opportunity to go out to LA, because when we started our production company, we were in Mississippi. And we started to build the brand and the name, and we had an opportunity. We got invited out to LA, and we were working at a television station at that point, and we worked the morning show. So our shift was like 3:30 in the morning to 11:30 in the morning. So on Friday, that Friday, we went into work at 3:30 and we got off at 11:30. We hopped in a car and we drove all the way across the country to LA to attend the event that we were invited to. And then got back in the car and drove all the way back across the country to go to work on Monday at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh my God. Did you do that?
Yeah, with absolutely no sleep. It was insane.
Well, we haven't driven cross country, but we've done a cross country drive.
Yeah.
Before from LA to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, right? Like,
we know how it is, but not
Yeah. Getting there in the morning and having to go back and having to go back and this way and that.
Let's just say we fly everywhere now. Yeah. Once you've gone through Texas one or two times, you're like, never again. It's just like so long you go. And then the hardest question I was ever asked, it wasn't really a hard question. The best question I've ever been asked is, what did I think the accomplishment that I'm most proud of? So for me, being a dad, my daughter, like that's the accomplishment that I'm most proud of, seeing her. She's grown now. She just graduated college and she's getting ready to marry this guy right here. So, soon to be son-in-law. And
how did that
Well, we met at the news station, so that we became friends first, and then I met his daughter, and then things just progressed.
That's so sweet. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's one big family affair.
That's right. Reason.
Exactly.
And so that's my most proud accomplishment. I think being a dad is the thing I enjoy most in life. As passionate as I am about filmmaking and what we do and this career and all that, there's nothing better than being a dad, you know? And so, yeah. And I'm just hoping, I keep telling this guy, there's a chance at twins.
Twins are actually genetic. Identical twins are just out of the blue.
That's right. So I keep telling him there's a chance. Yeah, so we're saying
it, and it seems to like skip generations. That's right. Mine is the next
one. We don't have any twins in our family.
Oh, that's interesting.
So yeah, because so me and my sister were the first set of twins in our family too, and just like random out of nowhere, and we were like, oh well, I guess we're twins. Well, guys, this has been absolutely amazing. You guys are just incredible, and I think very inspirational for anybody, child to adult, and all ages in between that are trying to get into this industry. You are an example, a shining exemplary example of the way to do it and the way to do it right. You guys clearly are intelligent. You're passionate about what you do. You have it put together. You're not letting it, because this is a hard industry. Mental health, it's built on no's, and you got to be tough in it. But you guys have it together, and you guys are doing it. I'm so proud of you guys. It's just amazing.
Thank you. We're so blessed and fortunate, and we appreciate all this. And you just have to make sure you recognize how grateful you are.
Well, and I got to tell you, before we even finish it, mad props to mom and dad, because you guys are just amazing. And they've done an exemplary job of clearly you guys and how they've raised you, and just well done to them. And continued success, guys. Like I said, I can't wait to see how the storyline plays out. I hope there's so much more of you guys.
I can't
Gina.
Either. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's I think that storyline's got so much potential. And I think, if the producers are smart, they're going to utilize that, and they're going to do some stuff with y'all. But regardless of whatever direction you guys go in, behind the camera, in front of the camera, just continued success. Y'all are wonderful.
Thank you so much. You guys are so kind and so nice.
Well, fantastic. Of course. And anytime you guys ever want to come back on the show and promote stuff or just have a conversation, we're very open to that. So we hope for continued success, and we will keep sharing your stuff everywhere too. It's all about promotion. So we got you.
Speaking of which, social media, where can people follow you guys?
Okay. Just Instagram. We don't really... at the Yates Twins. Okay.
Yates Twins.
Nice.
We don't have any other social media platforms.
Right.
But yeah. We're growing our social media image.
Well, there you go.
You're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing great. You'll have to share some art sometimes too. And now I'm really curious to see some art from you guys. Yeah.
We've shown a few of our art pieces on our page.
Yeah,
we'll definitely have to continue doing that.
For sure. I'll put some up too. You guys can check it out. I post some of mine sometimes too. So yeah, we'll compare.
Well, y'all have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for your time again. And we'll be speaking to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
All right. We haven't interviewed child actors in quite some time. So, it's really nice to get some very intelligent individuals.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, their knowledge of the industry already and the plans that they have and knowing to eventually make the move behind the camera and just, I was blown away.
I feel like they probably had a take on the DGA strike. WDGA strike.
Yeah, we're going to have them back on to talk about that. That was something I'm like, they're in, wow though.
Yeah.
Like the knowledge that they have already, they're like 12.
Yeah.
Like that's incredible.
Absolutely wild, guys. Absolutely wild. Thank you again, Yates Twins, for coming on the show.